And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Show you're listening to Mantra on CITR Radio in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath. I'll be here with you for the next hour playing various mantra-based music, kirtan, and things relating to that culture, bhakti culture, other devotional traditions. If you'd like to give me a call, you can do so, 604-822-2487. First track is going to be The Martyrs of Sound from, I believe, from Independence, Oregon. Today we're going to play two tracks from that Uncoiled release, but the first one we're going to play in the first set here is entitled Ananda. Some various mantras in there. One thing you're going to hear is Ek Onkar, which is a mantra which is predominantly used in the Sikh tradition. Roughly translates to the One Supreme Reality or the One God. And some other mantras in there too you're going to hear. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the next break. Also, following this track by Martyrs of Sound, you're going to hear a track by Tolku, a.k.a. Jim Wilson, who passed away about a week ago. Well known for working with so many different people. In this track, he recorded with Jai Uttal. It's entitled Radha Raman from the release A Universe to Come. So you're going to hear that after the Martyrs of Soundtrack, and then we'll be back to tell you a little bit about the mantras and the meanings. I hope you're doing good. This is Martyrs of Sound with Ananda.
Swami Sukhya Mano Visari Nanaka Mandamari Sadaro Harnale Ananda Vaya Meri Maya Satguru Me Paya Satgur Tapaya Sahaj Sati Manvajya Vadaya Lagra Tham Parvar Parya Shabda Kavan Aya Shabda Takavu Hari Kera Manjani Vasaya Kahe Nanaka Nanda Hoa Satguru Me Paya
the first track that we heard today was The Martyrs of Sound. We're currently listening to in the background too, from their Radhey release titled Radhey's Dream. So we mentioned that Ekonkar, the term which is very prominent in Sikh teachings, is at the beginning of some of the Sikh writings. It indicates the one supreme reality or one God. First phrase of the Guru Granth Sahib. So, quote, "There is but one God, truth by name, the creator, all-pervading spirit, without fear, without enmity, whose existence is unaffected by time, who does not take birth, self-existent, who is to be realized through his grace." And a sort of note here, in terms of oneness, it says the figure one appended to Omkar does not merely signify God's unity as against Trinity, but also affirms his being a personality and not merely a shunya, a void. Another part of the that track you heard, Sat Guru, it's another part of the mantra also. The term Sat Guru indicates the eternal guru, but it actually specifically distinguishes from other forms of guru or teacher, such as you may have like a musical teacher or somebody that teaches you scripture, your parents. These are all considered to be forms of guru, but the Sat Guru is actually considered to be one who is specifically enlightened or on a platform of pure consciousness, who is completely in touch with absolute reality and therefore can instruct in that way. So one meaning of the word Sat Guru. The track was by the Martyrs of Sound from Oregon. Otherwise, the main people involved, Steve Koch and Sarah Wiseman. We're going to be hearing another track from later as well in the next set, something entitled Uncoiled. We heard from Tolku, aka Jim Wilson, with featuring Jai Uttal with Radha Raman. Govinda Jaya Jaya. So Govinda is a Sanskrit word. It's actually a name which means one who satisfies everybody, everything. And so this is like another name for the divine or the supreme that can be used in chanting in order to make that connection.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Jim Wilson was a pretty amazing musician and producer that worked with many different artists. He passed away about a week ago. We're going to play another track of his at the end of the show, and we'll talk a little bit more about his life and some of the people that he worked with. Right now I'm going to play a couple of public service announcements, and then we'll be back to start the next set.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca. Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beat Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
The next track that we're going to play is going to be by the Budgeons of Orcas Island. We played last week a track by them. Also, Orcas Island is a place, it's an island off the coast of Washington State, pretty close to where we are here in Vancouver. I think they just go by the Budgeons, but it seems to be kind of, sort of in brackets of Orcas Island kind of thing to make them distinguishable. One thing I was reading is kind of interesting to people that do a little bit of kirtan. It's quite a few mantras that have the name Krishna in the mantra, and this is like a word that means the all attractive. And that's actually I found out recently that KRS-One, the famous rapper, that's actually where his name comes from. It's a roundabout story, but somehow or other he got the nickname Krishna because he was hanging out with people that were chanting Krishna mantras. And so he kind of abbreviated his name down to KRS, to Chris, and then to KRS. But apparently his original name is like Lawrence or something like that. Something that begins with L. Not quite as catchy as KRS-One. The track I'm going to play by the Budgeons is called Om Mani Padme Hum. Out of all of the Buddhist mantras, this is probably the most commonly chanted, most commonly used mantra around the world. The word Mani Padme. Mani is like, sometimes you hear the word Chintamani, which means touchstone. So Mani is like jewel or gem. So Om Mani Padme Hum. Mani Padme is like a jewel lotus. Sometimes it's a jewel in the lotus. A lot of people seem to think that they see it as evocative thing, like Mani Padme, like a name, which is addressing Avalokiteshvara, or in Tibet, Chenrezig, who is the bodhisattva of compassion. So by chanting Om Mani Padme Hum, one begins to develop the qualities of this bodhisattva, or this perfected enlightened being, and one moves towards that divine nature. Also in this set we're going to hear from a duet entitled Busundi, who just started just put out their first tracks collectively working together. Also later in the show, some new stuff from Shrikal and Friends. We're going to hear another track by Tolku with Krishna Das, and another track by Martyrs of Sound. And we got a lot of announcements as well at the end of the show for all these amazing events coming up. so stay tuned. First track, as I said, is going to be The Bhajans of Orcas Island with Om Mani Padme Hum.
Mani Padme Hum. Oh, Mani Padme Hum.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shushmana Hari.
Prana Apana 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 Shushmana Hari.
Shushmana Hari.
Prana Apana Shushmana Hari.
Martyrs of Sound with the track entitled Uncoiled. So, connected to different practices of yoga, but maybe in affinity with Kundalini more than anything. Prana Apana Sushumna Hari. Prana is like, what could you say? Prana is, well, life force, life air. Apana is an air which is associated with eliminating from the body, or elimination from the body. Sushumna is like a central channel that channels that force. Generally, very loosely, you could explain that this force is risen up through the body in order for healing, for developing higher consciousness, for coming into touch with a concept of transcendence or spirituality. The word Hari is a name of God associated with chanting Hari. Hari is like the remover of obstacles on the path to transcendence. Suprana Apana Sushumna Hari. This and some variations often practiced in Kundalini Yoga and sometimes other forms of yoga. Track was from Martyrs of Sound. We're going to be hearing some lots more from them in the upcoming weeks because they sent me some CDs and some really amazing stuff on these CDs. That track was the title track, Uncoiled, from a CD of the same name, from Oregon State in the United States of America. Some announcements. Also in that set we heard from Busundi. This is a duet that just started putting out some tracks. It consists of Bertram Van Alphen and Tom Dick. And it was entitled Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I think you can find them on bandcamp.com. If you look for Bhusundi, Busundi, you should find them. The Martyrs of Sound also have a website you can check out, simply entitled martyrsofsound.com. And we also heard at the beginning of that set from the Bhajans of Orcas Island. Also, you can find those guys on Bandcamp if you want to check out more of their music. So I have a couple of public service announcements to play and then some quick announcements before we get into the last set.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Are you looking for a volunteer opportunity that fits your schedule? Being a big sister takes less time than you think, and you can choose the volunteer opportunity that fits your life. Spend just 1 hour a week as a study buddy, tutor, or 2 hours a week as a big sister. Check out the various mentoring programs at Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland and find a volunteer position and a little sister that will suit you to a T. Visit bigsisters.bc.ca for more information today.
On August 1st, coming up soon, I think that's a Wednesday, the Inner Evolution Center is having a open house. You can go to innerevolutioncenter.com. And what this is going to be, it's a center that's opening up. It's for all kinds of things to do with raising consciousness, just living a better life. So they're having an open house on the 1st. This is going to be, I think it's 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. And there's going to be a Vedic fire yajna havan ritual. There'll be some kirtan and some healing circles. This is in Vancouver. Go to innerevolutioncenter.com to find out more about that. This is Wednesday, August 1st, 10:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Many different programs that they have going on there, including support for women who are in business that are wanting to have a space they can chill out and do some kind of yogic practice, spiritual practice. Also, tomorrow night, Give Peace a Chant presents a special Kirtan in the Labyrinth at St. Paul's downtown Vancouver. That's from 7 till 9 p.m. tomorrow night to 1140 Jervis at Davie in the West End, downtown Vancouver. You can go to givepeaceachant.com for more information about that. That's going to be a really nice kirtan in the Labyrinth there at St. Paul's. I should mention as well, of course, Kirtan Vancouver coming up on the 18th of August. One of the, actually, we're going to mention a little bit about, let's just make sure I covered all the announcements there. I think that's it for this week. One of the performers at Kirtan Vancouver is going to be Shane Wilson, who is the son of Jim Wilson of Tulku, who just passed away last week in New Mexico. He worked with many many musicians over the years. He was a Vancouver resident in the 70s and 80s, and was working with certain country bands in Vancouver. In 92, or early 90s, he hooked it with Robbie Robertson and working on some native tracks, and then worked with many different people in the involved in native music, Native American music, First Nations music, releasing stuff as the Little Wolf Band, and as himself, also working with Jai Uttal and Krishna Das, co-producing Krishna Das's one track Heart release, working with people like Allen Ginsberg, and also some he put out a release that was connected with Siberian shamanism, working with somebody that was very much involved in that whole scene, putting out some CDs of that nature. So many different performances with different people over the years. This very prolific personality. He was very influential and a good friend to so many people. We played a track at the beginning of the show featuring Jai Uttal from his release, A Universe to Come, from 2002. And to cap things off, we're going to hear a track entitled Vrindavan Hare Krishna from Krishna Das's one track Heart. I was wanting to play a track by Shrikal entitled Sunrise featuring Steve Fox and Truth Now, but I think we're going to have to save that for next week because we've run out of time. And we got another show coming up at 5, which is kind of like Persian kids theater type show thing. It's really, really cool. You should stay tuned, check that out. If you'd like to send us email, you can do so, mantraradioshow@gmail.com. Go to the website mantraradio.co And you can download all of the shows and send feedback to the website as well. Thanks for listening this week. We'll be back next Thursday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. here on CITR Radio in Vancouver. Here is Krishna Das with Vrindavan Hare Krishna Hare Rama from the release One Track Heart, produced, co-produced by Jim Wilson and Jai Uttal. See you next week. Namaste.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare